My first reaction was, holy moly. I didn't expect after one season as a professional footballer to get this opportunity. So I was stoked, really grateful that they had noticed me and believed that I could play in this league.
Yeah, so you mentioned the league. What are your thoughts on the NWSL? How do you kind of view it in the context of global soccer and kind of how you've come up through the ranks?
Yeah, the NWSL is one of the best leagues in the world, I think, for women's football. So, it's just an amazing opportunity. I grew up dreaming to play in one of the best leagues, so it's a dream come true, really.
And have you, I'm assuming you've probably watched maybe some NWSL before. Are there certain players or teams that you follow, or I guess players that maybe that you have looked up to?
Yeah, I think as a kid, I always was aware of Marta. So it's really cool that she plays in this league and I'll maybe get to verse her. They've obviously already played against her, but yeah, that's cool. Just even we just signed Anna. I remember watching her. I was lucky enough to be at the World Cup because it was in New Zealand, obviously. So the fact that I get to play alongside her is really cool. And yeah, I can't wait for that.
You mentioned the World Cup was down there and you guys kind of got some more exposure as a football country. What do you think this move means for kind of New Zealand football in general and for maybe like your soccer community that you've been able to make this move?
Yeah, that's a good question. As I said, I dreamed of playing in one of the big leagues, and I've had a bit of a roller coaster pathway coming through where I've came from. So like I didn't make squads growing up. So it's really cool that little girls here can look at my pathway and see that it's possible to do things like this for Kiwis. And yeah, you can come from a tiny little town in New Zealand and still make it to a big league. So that's really cool for me that I can look back at that and hopefully inspire some young kids. But yeah, I think it's also really cool for New Zealand football. We don't have a lot of Kiwis in this league. I think around four. Yeah. So yeah, that's cool as well.
So does that make you number five, or is it the four including you?
Actually, I don't want to say that and be wrong.
You're fine. I don't know either. So
sorry, I should have been prepared for that question. I don't know either.
all good. My last question from Macy was just going to be, how do you kind of describe your game on the field and what you hope to bring to the Royals?
Yeah, so I would say I'm a creative player. I'm hardworking. I'm a technical player. I like to take players on. I want to be a player that comes in and can make an impact and grab assists and goals and, yeah, really make a name for myself, hopefully.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sean?
Macy, you kind of touched on this a little bit, but maybe we could kind of dive into it some. What's kind of the in the business, we like to say brand. What's kind of the view of the NWSL and U.S. women's soccer still over in your home country in New Zealand and then in Australia where you've played a little bit down under, I guess? What's kind of the view of the NWSL right now?
So it's known as one of the biggest leagues in the world. So I think anyone dreaming to be a professional footballer looks at this league and wants to be in it, and people follow it. Everyone knows that the best players in the world are playing in this league. So yeah, it's really well known and people dream of playing here. Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that you were a little bit surprised. I mean, your only 21 years old, I guess, so that's probably part of it. But you were a little bit surprised to get the call to one of those big league type teams, right from tiny little Wellington, Phoenix, and everything. But can you kind of walk us through sort of how long you've known that a move could be happening and sort of when you got wind of, hey, some people over in the States are a little bit interested. This might be a real possibility.
Yeah, so it was the day before my last game of the season for Wellington Phoenix. And as I said, I didn't really expect it at all. I've only had one season as a professional footballer. So it was, I was stoked and I couldn't really believe it. But again, I'm so grateful that Utah have noticed me and believe that I can play in this league. Yeah.
You mentioned the creativity that you're going to bring, and I'm sure Coach Jamie Rodriguez and the entire Tangle staff can't wait to get their hands on your attacking creativity on the pitch. You've also got a really creative TikTok account, though, that I've been scrolling through a lot over the past couple of days. Some juggling tricks and some skills, some footwork, that kind of thing. You build up a little bit of a name there. I guess two-part question is, A, are your TikTok followers going to follow you to the States? And then B, what just kind of went into sort of this, I guess, unofficial brand that you built up for yourself in terms of just like your footwork and putting that online, like, hey, look what I'm working on, look what I'm doing there. Where did that come from?
So that's so funny that you know about that. I just started doing that when I was really young. And one day I got a whole lot of views and people started saying to me, you should really keep doing this. Like, it's a good opportunity to get looked at by brands and like get a bit of income. So that's what I did. I just kept posting videos and sure enough, it's helped me get like extra money. Like growing up, it's been tight. Like, so that's really why I keep doing it, but it's just a bit of fun for me, like doing skills. It's, yeah, I've always juggled. I have two bigger brothers who taught me how to juggle when I was like 5 or 6. Well, I couldn't juggle back then, but I would practice with them all day, all night juggling. So shout out to them. That's why I'm able to post videos on TikTok today.
I was gonna say, do you and your brothers like go back and forth a little bit, like kind of an anything I can do, you can do better kind of thing, like here I'm gonna do this, now it's your turn, or anything like that?
Yeah, definitely. We grew up, I would do anything I could to beat their records, but I think they've given up now and accepted I'm better than them. They'll hate me saying that.
for sure. How last one for me, and then I can let you go here, but just how excited are you to get over here to the States, coming off of your season, I guess, but to get started and to get involved with Utah, with the Royals, with the NWSL, with everything that comes from football in not just new football, but a new country and a new culture and all of that?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I think it's such a cool opportunity for me. I can't wait to play under Amy Rodriguez, play alongside players like Ali Settner, Olivia Griffiths. I just can't wait. Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of learning for me. I'm excited to grow as a player and really take on board everything. That moving to America is so cool. I never thought I would. I didn't really ever expect this opportunity. So yeah, just super grateful and can't wait. Yeah.
That includes having to transition from Celsius to Fahrenheit and off of the metric system. And also that might be the toughest transition, right?
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the club. It's a pleasure to meet you and all that. We're really, really excited. I think I speak for Zoe on the call and everybody saying a lot of people are excited to get you to Utah.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just going to wrap up with one question for you, Macy. That's kind of a, club plug. slash Utah plug. Basically, just what have you heard about Utah, and what are you looking forward to most off the field? You know, just being a part of the community here.
I've heard that there is some amazing hikes. I can't wait to go on some beautiful walks and explore Utah. Yeah.
Perfect. All right, Macy. Well, yeah, we'll give you back the rest of your time. Thank you so much for hopping on with us.
Thank you, guys.